Welcome to Ellie Goldstein's Inspired Flow. Today we are going to talk about motivational development and how it can help that flow grow. And that is something which yesterday I had the opportunity to meet with someone who is a business owner, companies like Janglo and other such things, Angler Media, Business Magazine. And he's worked with such individuals as Tony Robbins and had large mass employee base and other kinds of interesting startups and head of the game ideas. And one of the things he agreed to me in our few hour long meeting yesterday was the importance of motivation, that people need to be given room for opportunity and therefore generating motivation in the workspace. Also with like performance bonus, things like that, that really make a difference, always in a positive direction, always bringing out the best of the employees. And this is something which I know myself, I've struggled with when I worked for corporate, and I very much put forth to the corporate company this concept of motivational development coach was a position that I created, and it really did help the company, even if I didn't end up fulfilling it personally, but it helped the company understand where the employees' minds is and how, for example, fining an employee or all the red ink and red, you know, feedback of more red is like symbolic of, you know, negativity or danger, alert, warning, that kind of vibe. Spiritually, it's connected to the concept of judgment. But the judgments that were going on these employees was just not helping us be motivated at all. It was like too much of the stick, not enough of the carrot. So this is something which, you know, I've become very fully aware of, and I really worked hard in terms of development. And there's definitely a concept like going on like in a daily level of process. Like it can't just, things can't just be done chick-chuck. You build a business as a process. You want to take care of anything in Israel, any bureaucracy, any kind of movement towards, like for example, taking care of one of my children in terms of applying for different educational grants to help one of my sons go ahead. You need to go through a process. You never have enough paperwork or bureaucracy to just get it done chick-chuck, like quickly. So that concept of process gives you the peace of mind and patience. You know, initially it can be frustrating, but then you remind yourself of the reality of this country and where we're at still, that there is a need for process, and therefore you can just like, all right, I'll come back another time. Hopefully I'll have the time. You know, I do personally have an operation this week to finish off my hand story. It was more the completion of the operation in terms of taking out stitches and the pins and getting more x-rays and all that. That will be Thursday's story. So that will be just before we disconnect to reconnect. You know, the process of healing, the process of after something that happens in life, the process of internalization. This is a very big part of motivational development, that to generate the space and the opportunities, a person feels they have goals, they have structure, they have appreciation. All these things build motivation in the workplace. And I know, like in relationships as well, like this in the Jewish marriage, there's certain times of tahara, of purity, and times where you're not together. So those times also create, you know, motivation and the relationship to, especially in the man's side, to keep, you know, focused on what marriage is about. And it's all, in all different aspects of life, there's always concepts and room for generating motivation. And, you know, with children all the time, we have to give them things to be motivated for. I just took out my son, since I had one of these cards, you know, for free ice cream or iced coffee, we used it on him just to give him encouragement of where he's at. We love him and all the different hard work that he's having to do now to go ahead in his learning. And this is will bring him more motivation to get to all his different, you know, tutors and growth that's needed. And this goes into everything with life. You know, the way I would describe it is concept of will, of rotzen, of having that innate desire, that essential need and want for something bigger. But it has to match up with realities to really have a key to really be established. And this is the motivational development inspired flow, that it creates a flow of energy and gives the person more creative thoughts and also the strength and the desire to go ahead in the daily life, not to get, you know, weakened or discouraged or demotivated, that it's just hard to, you know, go out and do all this stuff. So therefore the motivational development really is a key to success in daily living, and it's something which, you know, will take more discussion. And there are different tools, as we know from people like Tony Robbins and other such great people out there, how to develop motivation. And he himself doesn't want to be described as a motivational speaker, but the reality is that, you know, we all gained from him and being given a lot of motivation to go ahead, some energy, a lot of clarity and strategies, and that's what's going to give us the strength to go forward. So wishing everyone a beautiful day. We'll be getting more information about Unity and more branding as the week goes on, hopefully, and the Unity projects will grow at the right time. As I'm explaining before, it's a process, and that process has to be in a healthy, unified way. So keep in touch, share, collaborate, and live unified.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.